Kindness, Pegdal Mishnah Hey. We're going to be marchiv now in the Mishnah, the dinim of the carbon eitzim that was mentioned before in Mishnah Dalet. In Mishnah Dalet, we had that Legabi being doiche, the maimid hani'ilo of the anshe hamishma that were al maimid in Yerushalayim. So only the carbon eitzim ultimately, this is the halacha, that only the carbon eitzim was doiche, the maimid hani'ilo, not carbon musaf. The way the Rav brings it, Pashtus from the Gemara, the way all the Mufashim understand that the reason for that is not necessarily in terms of time, but since there was a tightness of time, because they were Mesasik in the Karbonos, so the Karbon Musif would not be Doicha, the Karbon Eitzim would, because the Karbon Eitzim is only Midirabonon, as we'll discuss now. Therefore, they made a Chizik, because of the Lachatz Hazman, for the Karbon Eitzim to be Doicha the Maimon Hani'ilo. Masha'enki, in the carbon musaf, that means the maimed of the carbon musaf, that they wouldn't be doicha because divrei Torah einem tzrichim chizuk. The Rav makes reference to a very shver Rambam, which is very hard to understand. The Rambam understands over here, when we talk about musaf, we're not talking about the carbon musaf days that there was a carbon musaf. Every day, the anshei ha-maimed dav the tefillah noisefes between shachris and mincha called the tefillas musaf. And that doesn't have tchiyah. Only the maimon hani'ilo has tchiyah. That's very hard to understand. In any case, in Mishnah Hey over here we have the carbon eitzim. It's kedai. The Rav is marchiv. What exactly the makor of the carbon eitzim is? There's no such reference in Chamisha Chumshei Torah that there's a carbon eitzim. When you learn Maseches Zvachim, it's not in the regular seder hakorbanos. This is an incident that's in Sefer Nehemiah. By the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, when the Goylei Yerushalayim that came from Babel came back, and there were no Eitzim to be found, and there were certain families that filled up the Lishkas HaEitzim with Eitzim to be used, and the Chachom Ba'is Ador, who were really still Nevi'im, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, were Misakin, the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, that even if the Lishka would be full of wood on these days, these mishpachas would bring a carbon eitzim. Their eitzim were oilel l'ratzon lefnei hamakom. They were to be used even though the lushka was full of wood. Their wood had kedima. V'hagayrolo yisipalnu ha-carbon eitzim ha-kayanim ha-levim va'om. The pasuk says, la'avi le'beis alekenu le'vei savisenu le'itim izumonim v'zmanim yuchodim shona v'shona every year le'vayar al-mizbach Hashem le'kenu kakosu v'teiru. This is the way the Rav brings the Gemara. It's worth noting that there was no set amount of wood that they had to bring. Each mishpacha brought lefi its inyan. So the Mishnah over here lists off when those times were. The Zman Atzei Kehanim Ve'om is Tisha. There were 9 times when the Eitzim would be brought. Be'echad B'nisan B'nei Orach Ben Yehuda. That was the name of the mishpacha. You'll notice that there's mishpachas over here from Yehuda or mishpachas of Kehanim. The other Shvatim didn't come back, of course, to the second Beis Hamikdash as Mishpacha Shlemos. They were individuals from other Shvatim, but not whole Shvatim, not whole Mishpachas. Be'esim B'tamuz, B'nei David Ben Yehuda. B'chamisha Ba'ov, B'nei Parash Ben Yehuda. B'shiva Boy, on the 7th day of Ov. Interesting that they were so close to each other. But that was the original day. Again, it wasn't M'pnei HaTzorich. These were days when Vir Eitzim were Oyla L'rotz and they had Kedima. B'nei Yoynodov ben Rechov, Basora boy, B'nei Sino ben Binyamin, Shev Binyam did come back, B'chamisha also boy, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. So we really have a bunch of them that are very close in space. V'imoyim kehanim levim v'chom yishato b'shiftoi. It's worth shtang zech a minute on this. Chamisha also ba'ov, there was a separate mishpacha. Zatu ben Yehuda brought. Kehanim levim, and anybody who didn't know from which of these mishpachas he came. He knew he was from one of the above-mentioned mishpachas. He didn't know which one. He brought on that day. Now, the reason why they made the Yom Kloli Chamisha Asaba'ov is because it's Yom Tov anyways. We might add something to that. Chamisha Asaba'ov, in the Svarim is brought down, is a Yom Tov when Klal Yisrael knew, after 40 years of the Meisei Midbar, as a result of the Chet Meraglim, Chamisha Asaba'ov is when they were given the go-ahead that there would be no more Meisim, they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, from the beginning of Klal Yisrael's history, from when they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, Chamisha Asaba'ov, Lehoi Yom Tovim, we're going to see at the end of the Masechta, Kemoi Chamisha Asaba'ov, is a Yom Tov that heralds in a Zman Churban that there's going to be another Tkuma, another Yishuv, another flowering of Klal Yisrael. Moedi Tochen, that Klal Yisrael coming back after the first base of Migdosh, and the land was desolate, and there was no wood, and they had to bring Mishpochois, had to bring... they had to bring matonois misuyomois leitim mizumanim. There's a gevissa on this day, which is the tkuma of Klal Yisrael. It's a day of binyan beis hamikdash. It's like a day of Shabbos Nachmuz Yomtiv. So mele could be that that became the Yomtiv of the havoas etzim, when all of Klal Yisrael would have some type of chelik in the havoas hoetzim. Maybe that would be a Tosefis dvar. They were given the schus to bring also on Chamisha Sabav. The Gemara, the Rav brings it over here. Barichus, a whole story. Goindve Eli. Eli, by the way, is a kli. We had this in Maseches Beitzah, a meat chopping kli. And they had them on their shoulders. One time there was a Gzeira and Shomrim from the Melech. Didn't let Yidden pass by to bring Bikurim. And they hid these on their shoulders. And with that, they were able to say that they were workmen. And they went by to be able to bring Bikurim. They were called Goin Ve'eli, the ones who smuggled through with Eli on their shoulders. B'nei Koitzei Ketzias is also a similar story. They were called, the Rav brings from the Gemara, Salmai Netutzi. They carried ladders, which are Miloshin Sulam. And with that, they were able to bring Atzim Arachot. They were able to fool the guards. I don't know if it was Yevonim or it was Romans that were on the road, and they all brought together with Nezatu. The Koitzei Ketzias is just our shame, that's what they would cut. They would cut down, Ketzias is the name of the branches from Yiguli HaDvelo. So they would all bring on Chamisha Asabav. Be'esimber on the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moyov Ben Yehuda. The Gemara finds a reference in the Moyov. Pachas is a Moshe, like an official. Moyov is because David HaMelech comes from Moyov, Rus HaMoyovio. So it was either the Eniklach of David HaMelech or the Eniklach of Yoiv Ben Tzuri, the Gemara says, according to one Lashon. Be'esim be'el b'nei Odin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'teveis shovu ben paro ishniyo. They brought a second time, because in the original story that happened, the Mishpachas that brought... So all the Mishpachas brought, and then there wasn't enough Eitzim by that point. They ran out... The Goyrul on who should be the ones that would bring a refill was B'nei Parish. They had that schus to bring the second time. Be'echad B'teves Lahayu by Maimid. We had before, we listed off the days of Rosh Chodesh, the days of Halal, without Korban Musaf, the only days we had were Chanukah. But what happens when Chanukah has anyways a Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Teves, plus there was a Korban Eitzim, so there was no Maimid at all. Whatever Cheshbonis you're going to make before in Mishnah Dalid, that for sure, that the Tziruf of Halal and Korban Musaf and Korban Eitzim, there was no time for the Mamodos. Mishnah Vav. Now we're going on to more familiar territory. These are the Tzoymois that we have as part, unfortunately, until Mashiach comes, of every Yiddish calendar. Chamisha Dvarim Iruos Avisenu B'Shiva Osu B'Tamuz B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. Five tragic events happened on Shiva Osu B'Tamuz, five on Tisha B'Av. The Svarim explain that... They're makbilois. It's not stam five events. Each of the events in Shiva Osu B'Tamuz will give akdama. In the first event over here, B'Shiva Osu B'Tamuz Nishtabru Haluchos, the first catastrophe that befell Klal Yisrael was Shvius Haluchos. Shvius Haluchos was a function of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel brought Klal Yisrael down from its Madrega, but what signed off on the Gzeira against the Dor HaMidbar that they would not go into Eretz Yisrael was not Chet HaEgel. They would have gone in. The first of the events, if you look a little bit right in the Mishnah, B'Tisha Osu B'Av, Nigzar Avisenu Shalei Kontzu La'aretz. It was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael as a result of the Bechir Shechinam when the Meraglim came back and gave their report. It was Nigzar and Klal Yisrael on that door, they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. All tragedies from Klal Yisrael come from those two Nakudas, Chet HaEgel and Chet Meraglim. The way the Svarim understand it, it's that Chet HaEgel, it was the Poseach B'Peronius, the Mak B'Patish, the final sealing off on the Gzera against the Dor Deo, against the Dor HaMidbar, was on Tisha B'Av. All the others are also a Poseach with a Soiger. And we'll learn it as such. Ubotla Tomid was because there were no more Tloim, there were no more Shepsels to bring carbon with. What's not clear over here is, was this be made by his Rishon or be made by his Sheni? Shavasa Thomas means it was right before Churban Habayis. Churban Habayis is on Tisha B'Av. So this was right before, 3 weeks before. The Rambam brings that this was by Bayis Rishon. Rashi says it was by Sheni. The Yerushalmi is Mufurish, state like Rashi. State that it was the Romans that prevented the Tloyim from going into Yerushalayim to be able to be brought. V'hovko ho'ir. Hovko ho'ir means the city was breached. If Shiva'asa B'Tammuz was the city was breached, so then that was the Poseach for the Churban that happened 3 weeks later, where on Tisha B'Av, again, the next part of the Mishnah, V'chorav Bayis Rishon V'shniyo. Except that over here there's a little bit of a confusion. The Choymei Soyer Yerushalayim were breached on Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. That was by Bayis Sheni. By Bayis Rishon, it was really on the ninth day of Tammuz. So we have the 3 weeks from the day of Bekiah. So Yoyim Gova Oye Vayibok HaOye is the Lashon we say in the Slichos of Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. That event really happened on by the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash is Mufurish in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Nun Beis, that it was on the ninth day of Av. Even though both of them should be the same Tzora, but Chazal Chapton, the day of Tammuz, as the Tainus, they didn't want to make two Tainus close to each other. So they made the Tainus of Tammuz. In the Novi Zecharia, the Novi refers to Tzoyim Harvi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri. Tzoyim Revi is Shavuos B'Tammuz. Tzoyim HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av. Tzoyim HaShvi is Tzoyim Gedalia. And Tzoyim HaAsiri is Asar B'Davis, the four Tainusim of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't want to make two Tzoyim HaRevi's. The Novi only alludes to one. So they took on the Bayis Sheni because presently we're in Churban Bayis Sheni. This is the Hesper that we have in the Gemara, in the Bavli, and Dav Chof Ches. And the Yerushalmi says something else. It says, Be'etzim was the same day. They were both on Shavuot B'Tammuz. And the reason why the Novi says the ninth day is Mitoich the Mulchoma, Mitoich the confusion, they recorded the date on the wrong day. It's hard to understand. Because it's Divrei Nevuah. What does that mean exactly? The next catastrophe is Visorach Apustimus es HaTorah. Apustimus, clearly, the name indicates such, and the Gemara explains it, that he was a Sar Yevoni in the times of Bayis Sheni, the Rav brings it. And he burnt the Sefer Torah. I mean, he's the only Rachman al Tzlan. There's been many burnings of Sifrei Torah through the ages, between Inquisition and Pogrom. The burning of a Sefer Torah. What Sefer Torah? We're not talking about a Sefer Torah. We're talking about the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra HaSofer, that was in the Azorah, that was the Sefer Torah that was the source of the Mesorah that kept the authenticity of all the Sefer Torah and Klal Yisrael for all time. So heyos, that Sefer Torah was burnt. The Pshaz, that really means that the Torah was burnt, not a specific Sefer Torah, but the source of Torah, Rachman al Islam, was burnt. That's something else. It's not a Sefer Torah, it's the Sefer Torah. V'hem itzelem behechel, according to the gears that we have in the Mishnah in front of us, it sounds like Apustimus, who was Soraf, Es HaTorah, was Maimit itzelem behechel. And then it would be in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and both of them would be in Gzeira Shmar of Yovon. And again, we go back to the same point. We're talking about Shiva'asa B'Tammuz, and Shiva'asa B'Tammuz is a day of that the tragedies were the Hascholas HaPironis, that then had a finality, that then were nechtam for all time on Tisha B'Av. These two gzeirois, if they were in the Tkufas HaYevonim, the Tkufas HaYevonim was a beginning of the end of Bayis Sheni. That means like this. Bayis Sheni was destroyed by the Romans. Who brought the Romans into Eretz Yisrael? How did they gain a foothold? How was Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael so internally weakened that the Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael were able to fall? Because of the Misyavnim that rotted away at Klal Yisrael mibifnim. So Gzeiras Yovon, the Tkufas HaShmad, which there was still a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash was Neschalel. Maybe Klal Yisrael suffered, but Klal Yisrael wasn't driven out of Eretz Yisrael. They weren't driven into Golos. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. It's a psicha that weakened Klal Yisrael for later on for the Romans. The same way, the culture, Tarbus Yovon, which destroyed Klal Yisrael, the Misyavnim, is really the forerunner of the Roman culture. The Roman might was based on the culture of Yevonim. So one is a Pesach and one is a Soiger. One is a beginning of the tragedy and one is a Chsima on the tragedy. The other way to be Gerus over here in the Mishnah, Vehelet Selam Behechel, is not to read it Vehemid Hi Apostumus, but Vehu Amad, the Gerus is brought in the Rav as well. Vehu Amad Selam Behechel, Atselam was put into the Hechel. Again, that does not mean by Apostumus, but this refers to something else. This refers to the Maisa that Menashe Harosha, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the son of Chizkiyahu. And the Novi says that the Gzeira that Klal Yisrael would be driven out of Eretzon, the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, was a result of the destruction that was brought on Klal Yisrael, mi bifnim ha'idei Menashe. So when Menashe was maimid, Rechman al Tzon HaTzelem, Beheichel, that's when it was Nigz of the Gzeira, that's when the Beis Hamikdash fell. The Beis Hamikdash only fell because it was destroyed mi bifnim. It's always the way it is. Whenever there's destruction in Klal Yisrael, that destruction is planted mi bifnim. Like the Novi's, the Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk and Parshas Kisovi in the Teichcha. V'rodfu bochem, bochem mikem. The enemies of Klal Yisrael can only destroy mi bifnim. Only the internal enemies of Klal Yisrael, Yidden that have gone astray, could destroy Klal Yisrael. That's what we're talking about over in the Mishnah. Again, it wasn't destroyed then. The seeds were planted, and then it was destroyed later on. It's like we said, that's the chsima by Chet Miraglim of Chet O'Egel. When Yerushalayim was breached, the chsima of that is 3 weeks later on Tisha B'Av. This is certainly a chsima because that was the end of Jewish independence. You learn the history. 60, 70 years after Churban Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael was still a formidable force. And when the Romans were Geizer Shmad on Klal Yisrael, they rose up in revolt. They were led by Bar Kochba, Kamtze Maisu, Chazal HaMayrich, in the sugars of Kamtze, Bar Kamtze, and Gitten. And the final destruction of around Yerushalayim was desolate then, but the final destruction of the whole area, what's called Eretz Yehuda, and then Klal Yisrael was driven further. Klal Yisrael lived the end of the Tkufas HaTanoim. You look at the Tanoim and where they're buried. If you go to Eretzon, now you go to the Kvarim, they're all buried in the north, in the Galil. The land of Yehuda was desolate from the time of the Mochama of Beitar. So that was really a finale, like we said. And the last finale in Churban Bayis was Venecha Shoyer. That might be the finale of the Huamat Tzelem Behechel, where the beginning was the internal destruction. The end was Rachman al Tzon, Kiviyochel, the Har HaBayis ceased to exist. Necher Shehoir means that the Har HaBayis no longer stood out. It was no longer proud. It was no longer Tzion HaMetzuyenes standing over the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The one who did this, Charisha, was Turnus Rufus Harosha. Again, in the Tkufas HaShmad, after the Gzeras Beta, after the Mechama Beta. To be Mekayim, the pasuk that says, Tzim Bisoda Tichorish. You look at the Rishonim over here, the Taisyom Tiv, the Rambam. Was it only the Har HaBayis that was plowed? Was it the whole Yerushalayim that was plowed? Was it the Heichel of a Kol Sfir? This is one of the reasons, by the way, that Bizman Hazeth, theoretically, it should be possible to go up to the Har HaBayis. If one is Tomei from Tuma Sheretz and Tuma Zov, and only Tomei Tumas Meis, you could go on to the Har HaBayis. You only can't go into the Azorah. So, people want to say today, it's been for the last 100 years, today it's mostly for not very L'shem Shemaimdik reasons, mostly nationalistic, that they want to go up on the Har HaBayis. But the reason why it's impossible to map out is because we have no idea where it is. Heyos Yerushalayim was plowed over, the Heichel certainly was plowed over, so the Mokoim is not necessarily consistent with what we see in front of our eyes. Now, the Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Chayvei Krisus to go up on the Har HaBayis, if Kitcher Rishonim, Kitcher Los Lovoi, according to the Ravid, it has Kedusha and it's also to go up, but it's not Chayvei Krisus. The Rambam holds it is Chayvei Krisus. Vinishvi, that's the list of the Chamisha Peronis and the Chamisha Peronis. The Svarim say 5 and 5 is like fingers of 2 hands. Kiviyocho, 1 hand of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam taking care of Klal Yisrael was removed on Shavuos and Betamuz, and 1 hand, the next 5 fingers were removed on Tisha B'Av. Until now, we're mamish like a svina without a guiding hand, and we're in Golus, we're waiting for the Ribbono Shel Olam to take us back. The Mishnah finishes off with one line that's laden with a lot of meaning. Mishenichnas av mematim b'simcha. The same way we have in Chazal. Mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha. Over here we're mematim b'simcha. What the halachas of that is, mematim b'simcha is, we have different minhagim and klais all had to be mekayim that. The Gemara discusses some of them. There's no simchas, of course, there's no chasnas. We are noigos ashkenazim, a noig from Shavuos v'tamas. Medina de Gemara l'chayra, it's only chodesh av. Svad must still have that minik. Maso maton of simcha, we're memayatin, building binyonim shel simcha, sudas erisin, and various other forms of simcha that go into these halachas. In the next Mishnah, we'll see the halachas of Tisha B'Av itself.